Hello, this is Miss Carol, and I'm about to read a business tech article written by Andy for the Pasadena Post News, and the article is dated Monday, August the 13th of 2018, and it is about games, you know, computer games in China. So Andy has drawn a picture I don't know what you call this, kids. You know when you're playing games and you hold in your hand the controls for the games? Well, that's what Andy has drawn a picture of. And then he drew a red circle with a red bar over it to show that indicates that games are not available. And when I read the article, I think you'll understand it a little better. So let's get started. Here we go. Not every game gets a chance in China. Sometimes that might be a good thing with some horrible games coming out every month. But I think the people should choose what they want to buy, not the government. Monster Hunter World had its operating license canceled by Chinese regulators this past week. They didn't tell why it was canceled, which is typical of the Chinese government. Tencent is the company who created the game, and their stock fell 2.4% in Hong Kong trading this morning. The company that has already been struggling with stagnant PC game sales, so this was a big blow. They were hoping to expand their Wii game platform with this game, but it looks like that isn't going to happen now. Over 1 billion people in China cannot buy their game. I know what you're thinking. Maybe they shouldn't have made a game that depicts corpses and does mass killings to wild-looking monsters. I kind of agree with that statement. But I think the people should decide what games they want to buy and play. And that's signed Andy. Well, so this is what I think. Now, kids, I don't know very much about games on computer, as I really don't play them, and I never play them with hand controls. I do play games on my phone. About 2 or 3 games, so I'm not really familiar with these games. But evidently in China, they really do regulate or censor what is available to all the people. And censor means they don't let the people make a choice. They just don't show certain material to the people. And Andy's made a very valid point, because Andy stated he thinks the people should decide what games they want to play and not the government. And I do see where he's coming from, but I personally think that that games that depict a lot of killing and corpses, kids, means bodies, you know, dead bodies. It's so games like that depicting people shooting other people and killing them and dead bodies. And I personally, that just sounds awful to me. And I really don't like it myself. My son is all grown up now, but if he were a kid, I would not let him play with those. I would tell him no. So that's what I think. Now, what do you think? And you might go discuss this with your mom or your dad or your grandma, your grandpa, or even your best friend, and see what you think. See if you have an opinion on that. So that's all for now. Goodbye.